Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1. I am so excited to have you all back. Welcome, my noobs. Thank you so much for listening to me spew on the paperback noob. It's really confusing, but a pleasant experience that you all want to listen to my voice. I hope that you all enjoyed Season 1. I have a lot of really great ideas in the works for Season 2, and I'm super excited. Thanks for listening. It's really helping me keep this thing going and keeping the motivation going, and I hope that you get some inspiration for your own writing and, of course, your mental health. If you all remember, we have a website. Visit it, please. I write. I post the writing. You read it. www.thepaperbacknoob.com. So let's jump right back in, yo. So I thought I would start by saying that I like to include a piece of writing in every episode from this point forward. I'd like to read you some of my journal entries and other bits of writing that I do so that you can kind of get a feel for my style and maybe even get some inspiration from that. So today I'm going to share a journal entry that I did actually a little bit earlier today about the topic of anger. And yeah, I know it sounds like I'm a nice and pleasant person on the podcast, but believe it or not, I have some anger issues. And because I'm a therapist and I have to contain that shit pretty much all day, it's not easy, let me tell you. I'm going to start off with the journal entry that I wrote, and here it goes. Today, I had an impulse to go to the nearest mosque and bring them flowers. I'm so sick of the anger and hatred, especially after the New Zealand attacks. I respect all religions, faiths, and beliefs, with the exception of those that spew hate. I walked into the mosque and was greeted by some beautiful women wearing headscarves who thanked me and directed me to the imam, aka the leader of the mosque. The man was pleasant. He thanked me profusely and said that I inspired him. He even welcomed me to join the congregation on Fridays when they have the interfaith services. I almost began to cry. I don't know why this impulse dawned on me today. I think I'm feeling the darkness of the world and I needed some light. I'm working through anger issues of my own. I feel overwhelmed with anger sometimes. Some of my anger triggers include expectations of mine that don't get met with the exactitude that I want them to. And when I feel I'm not good enough at something like cycling or writing. As I'm writing this, I realize that my anger stems from self-punishment. I'm angry with myself. I'm angry with what I strive to do and cannot do. Jeez, Jessica, give yourself a break. So I'm going to practice some affirmations and implement them. 5 of them. Number 1, I'm doing the best that I can. Number 2, I love myself, imperfections and all. Number 3, my boyfriend loves me, even if I make mistakes. Number 4, I have a tough job, and I need time to recover. Number 5, if I'm tired, I will rest rather than grit my teeth. All right, so there you have it. It wasn't novel-esque writing. It was a simple journal entry. And if you heard my dog barking in the background, I apologize. I don't have a professional sound space. I don't have a room that has professional equipment or anything like that. I do record from my home, so if you ever hear background noise, that's why. Thanks for putting up with that, by the way. I think it keeps it real. Anyway, that style of writing in my journal entry is very purposeful on my part, and I'm going to elaborate a bit on why I choose to keep it simple. But before that, let me put my therapist hat on real quick and let's talk about anger. So I work with some clients who need anger management sessions, and some of them are even court mandated. So I know it's ironic that the angry therapist works with the people who need anger management, but whatever. Some would say that I have experience, so I'm not going to put that on my resume or anything, but hey, it is what it is. So there's a hormone in our bodies called cortisol, and that's also called the stress hormone. And this is how it works. Let's say you're on the freeway and you're stuck in pretty heavy rush hour traffic. And if you live in Sac or LA, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Then someone on the freeway cuts you off, and then maybe even proceeds to flip you off, you know, just for giggles. So your stress hormone is going to kick in along with some adrenaline. And evolutionarily speaking, the cortisol hormone and adrenaline shot that you get from stressful events or those stressful triggers was used for survival. It still is. Imagine you have a giant predator attacking you. Your cortisol jumps in and tells your brain one of three things. You either run, you fight, or you freeze up. The fighters are the ones who experience anger pretty intensely. They experience that anger pretty intensely. And our brains and bodies are sending signals that there are threats in the environment, and we respond accordingly. So what does all this have to do with writing? Well, one very therapeutic way of handling anger is to put that energy to work. So I recommend starting a journal to vent your thoughts, and here's the reason. And I tell my clients this all the time. When you hold on to the cortisol, when you let that anger build up and boil up, and you don't have a medium to purge that anger, you will blow a gasket. There's going to be that one car on the freeway that cuts you off, and that energy is sitting there like a centrifuge in your rib cage, and it will come out through your middle finger, or perhaps road rage. So a couple ways that you can start journaling and getting that out of your system and using it as a healthy medium is, number one, go to penzu.com. That's P-E-N-Z as in zebra, U.com, Penzu. And you can start a free journal online if you're more prone to writing on the laptop. If you're old school and you like to write in a notebook, go buy one at the 99-cent store. You can buy one for super cheap. And there are a ton of free apps on the Apple Store and Google Play for all the Android users out there. Just type in the keyword free journal and I'm sure you'll find something. One last encouragement is to not only write when you're angry, but write proactively with any emotion that you're feeling, with any type of way that you're feeling. So if you're elated, if you're sad, if you're sleepy, whatever, use it as a habit for externalizing your thoughts and feelings. Talking to your friend and venting is great, but when you need a quick therapeutic experience, journaling is quick and it's an easy medium. And you're the only one that reads it. So you are getting something out of it and you're self-regulating. And as I said before, keep it simple. No need to write in elaborate wordiness. This isn't for anyone but you. This is self-care 101. Don't think too much, okay? That's it for this episode. Please check back in next week for episode 2. Looking forward to this season. Checking out now. Let's keep writing.